Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Milwaukee-based actor Ron Scott Fry has been traveling around the world introducing kids to Shakespeare for years. He tells us how he fell in love with the Bard and why he thinks Shakespeare is particularly relevant for kids.
The first time I encountered Shakespeare that I can remember was when I was a sophomore in high school, and it was an absolutely terrible experience. And so I went through a rough patch in high school in terms of my relationship with Shakespeare. And the next time I experienced it was in college, and I had a fantastic teacher up at St. Norbert College, and I fell in love with it. Thank God. In 1992, I was working with a company called Midwest Children's Theater, and someone called and asked if we had anyone who played William Shakespeare, and the person who answered the phone said yes, because when you're a struggling theater company, the answer is always yes. And we got together, and she asked, "Who here has an outfit that looks like Shakespeare's?" And since I had the suit, I got the gig. I got this job playing Shakespeare because I happened to have the costume. And that's how it started. And since then, I've done it for more than 80,000 people everywhere from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C. to Florence, Italy. My goals are specifically to go in to help reduce any fear or intimidation that people feel and to get them excited about the work. Well met, my good and gentle cousins. My name is William Shakespeare, and I have murdered the king. I will frequently do Hamlet's soliloquy that begins, "To be or not to be, that is the question," a speech in which Hamlet is contemplating suicide. And I like that speech for several reasons. First of all, it's some of the most brilliant writing in the history of the English language. And I like it because in a lot of my audiences, I will find out afterwards, either from their friends or from them, that there are people in the audience who have thought about suicide. And that's very, very difficult, but it's a very, very real moment. And I think it's important for some of those people who have thought about suicide or considered suicide to understand that that's kind of a universal feeling, that Shakespeare wrote about that, and that this isn't unique to their situation. People talk about Shakespeare's universality, how Shakespeare is universal, and it's universal in a lot of ways, but one of the ways that I think is most important is that the emotions, the situations, the decisions involved for characters in Shakespeare's plays are all very, very contemporary to things that we see happening in our world or that we experience ourselves.
Ron Scott Fry is the artistic director of Optimist Theater in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. For more information, visit wisconsinlife.org.
Ron Scott Fry is with us now for more about kids and Shakespeare. Ron, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Thanks very much for inviting me.
Well, I wonder, bringing Shakespeare to kids, I mean, it's a different language, or, you know, it's English, but a very different English. It can be hard to follow, even for a grown-up American. How much warm-up do you give kids? How much do you talk them through what's going on before introducing them to a bit of Shakespeare?
Very early in the program, I'll usually do one of two speeches. I'll either do the prologue from Romeo and Juliet, or I'll do Puck's first speech from A Midsummer Night's Dream, and I tell them what I'm going to do, and then I go into it. And for instance, if I was going to do the prologue from Midsummer Night's Dream, I'll set it up, find out who knows anything about Midsummer Night's Dream, get everyone's attention, and then begin. Like, dude, there's these two families, right? And they're like totally fat with it. It's like they're the richest families in all Verona. But, and then I'll go on and I'll do the soliloquy in a kind of a ridiculous pseudo-contemporary slang, and then I'll do it using Shakespeare's language right after. So that's one way of introducing people, is to let them know essentially what it is they're going to hear and then give them a chance to hear it. I also, when I do that, I'll ask them to do me a favor, and I, as Shakespeare, will explain to them that I've had an opportunity during their time to listen to their hip-hop music, and I like it. It has excellent rhythm, wondrous rhyming. It's about fierce passions. It's all stuff Shakespeare wants to put in his own work. But I don't understand a hip-hop song. I don't understand every word of it the first time I hear it. And then I ask them to listen to my work the same way to get a sense of the overall feel and the overall meaning, and not to worry about understanding every word. So those two things help a lot, I think, by letting them know what it is going to hear and relieving them of any pressure to try to follow and understand every word of it.
Do you think it's tough for kids today? I mean, there's so much competing for kids' attention. You've got Facebook and YouTube and Snapchat and Vine, these things that are really fast. And you kind of have to devote a little bit of time to Shakespeare to get to those layers of meaning that you're talking about. Do you think it's a harder sell today than it used to be, or is it the same as it's ever been?
My guess is that it's probably similar to what it's always been, because it, at least since my memory, Shakespeare's language can be challenging, and it requires that you pay attention to it, and it requires that you focus, and in some cases requires some knowledge ahead of time about what certain words mean or what certain word constructions mean. But I don't know that it's any different, and I have ADD. And so I'm really simpatico with kids who have a hard time focusing on something for a long time. And I think that helps me communicate with them in my program, because in my program, I don't really focus on any one particular thing for a considerable amount of time. If I were teaching a college course on it, it would be completely different. But in terms of trying to reach younger people, it moves pretty quickly, and I generally don't have any trouble keeping people's attention. I think that moving quickly and wearing ridiculous pumpkin pants is really all it takes to keep the attention of a younger audience.
And Ron, in that Wisconsin Life piece, you mentioned a suicide as one theme. What other themes, or maybe even characters from Shakespeare, do kids really seem to relate to or learn from?
They relate to things. One of the things they relate to, it's a scene from Two Gentlemen of Verona where a character named Launce is talking about Crab, his dog. And I'll pull an audience member up and put a hat on them so that they look like a dog and teach them how to bark on cue. And then I'll play this scene with Launce and the audience member playing the dog. And they love that, first of all, because it's ridiculous. But they also love that somebody in the audience gets a chance to go up and completely, totally succeed at being a part of this. And the bar is you would think the bar is kind of low, but for some people, it's hard to bark on cue, and we have to spend a little time coaching on it. But that seems to be very, very popular. And I think it's also because it's a place where I have an opportunity to do some fairly broad physical work. And so when I'm doing things physically that reinforce the language, I think that makes it easier to get. And if at any point anybody feels a little bit lost, there's an audience member wearing a ridiculous hat barking like a dog, and that kind of makes up for it.
What do you think it matters that the next generation gets Shakespeare? That what does Shakespeare give to people that they can't get anywhere else?
I think it's important, and I think it will continue because it's hard. It's a challenge, and everybody understands that it can be hard, and everybody understands that it is a challenge, but it's a challenge you can meet. I've spent time with students who started out being very shy about studying Shakespeare and really intimidated and not liking it because they felt intimidated by it. But they had excellent teachers, and they had a chance to experience it in a way that it made sense. And once that happens, I think it's great for their self-esteem. I think it's great for people's sense of self-esteem. It's almost like conquering something to be able to understand this thing that you thought you weren't going to be able to understand and enjoy this thing that you thought you weren't going to be able to understand. So as counterintuitive as that sounds, I think it has great value because it's difficult, but it's a difficult thing that people can conquer. And when they do conquer it, when they do start to understand it better, there's a huge amount of satisfaction that comes with that.
Well, Ron, thank you so much for joining us and talking Shakespeare today.
I am happy to talk Shakespeare with anybody at any time, especially with you. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot. Ron Scott Fry, the artistic director of Optimist Theater in Milwaukee. We've been talking about introducing the works of Shakespeare to kids.